What Nobody Thought to Write Down. Written by Nate Quarter and read by Parsa Salt. A BBC Ghosts fic. Summary. Mary recalls a death. Annie insults people. The two inevitably clash. Call him a bastard, Annie suggested. Lord knows he deserves it. But, Mary winced, but he is a man of the cloth. I can't say it, Annie. Annie put an encouraging hand on his shoulder. He's an asshole, dost thou not think? Well, yes. She had a bad habit of trailing off when people tried to make her do things she couldn't. Or, sometimes, just because she was tired and the smell of smoke was particularly bad, and Robin was too loud, and her hair kept flying in her face. It was all that little bit too much. Could we not just talk? For a moment, Annie looked like she was about to argue. She often looked like this. Then she said, "Yeah, probably a better idea." They snuck away like someone was watching, like there was a jury waiting to condemn them for some unthinkable crime. Ridiculous, of course. That had happened already, and no one had thought to wait for a jury before dragging her to her death. Annie pulled her into an alcove into the side of the manor. "Nice day, huh?" Mary said. "I suppose." "Thou soundest depressed," Annie said. Her voice softened. "Is that me? Or just coincidence?" "According to Humphrey," she'd said, and then stopped. "What's Humphrey saying now? He might be nice, but he hasn't got the most reliable knowledge. Just saying." "According to Humphrey, 'tis 100 years to the day since I passed." "Is it really? Christ, how time flies." Annie's tone was flippant, but as she said it, she quietly put an arm around Mary. Only tentatively, though. Sometimes the rough pull of her hands on her shoulders did more harm than good. "That all right?" She nodded. "I still remember it as if..." "As if?" Annie said, encouragingly. "As if it had just happened," she mumbled. "Well," said Annie, "that's understandable." Usually, on the day Humphrey claimed it was her death day, as if anyone had bothered to actually note the date, she ran off to the woods, or hid in the upstairs closet, or otherwise did her best to disappear off the face of the earth. The one person she dared let near her was Robin, all because he knew how to find her than anything else. Annie, to her knowledge, which admittedly was only slightly broader than Humphrey's, had only seen her on this day a handful of times, and rarely, if ever, as they talked of the pyre in the room. "They're idiots," Annie declared, when Mary did not speak. "All are the bastards who condemn thee." "Annie, it was..." "Thou didst not deserve thy fate," she continued, "nor wouldst thou ever. The fools who did this," she gestured vaguely at Mary, "should have ruled the day they sentenced thee." "I thank thee," she managed to get out, and that was it. She had been so sure all her misery had been put to death alongside her, but the word she meant to say to Annie came out as a choked sob. Stifled tears. She meant to speak, truly, but found it an impossible task. Annie, she knew, favoured explicit communication, and not conversations which crumbled under their own weight. But then Mary had never been very good at explaining herself, as her executioners well knew. "No," said Annie, "don't... I mean, that is... come here." She pulled her into a hug, quite awkwardly. So awkwardly, in fact, that her tears dissolved into shaky laughs as Annie fumbled to embrace her. "Oi, don't laugh at me! That would ruin my reputation!" Mary blinked the tears out of her eyes, so that she might see, to find Annie grinning down at her with a clumsy kindness. "Is that better?" Annie said. "I don't like to see thee upset." That was a kinder thing than any she'd heard from her neighbours in life, which she decided not to mention. "Thou hast not a reputation to rack," said Mary, and despite her mood, burst into stuttered laughter again. The light dug out of her scenario's heart. "Harsh," Annie said, but she accepted the insult with more grace than she would have given Matilda for the same comment, which felt like a kind of silent compliment. "At least thou art all right," she continued. "Yes," Mary wiped her eyes. "A little better now. I just... needs to be away from the others."
"Tell me about it," Annie said.
"Well, I am."
"Huh," she said. "There's my Mary. It's nice to have thee back with us."
If she could have inscribed anything in stone, the former comment would have been memorialized in an instant. The end.